Men, by their constitution, are naturally divided into two parties. One, those who fear and distrust the people and wish to draw all powers from them into the hands of the higher classes. And two, those who identify themselves with the people, have confidence in them, cherish and consider them as the most honest and safe, although not the most wise depository of public interests. In every country, these two parties exist, and in every one where they are free to think, speak, and write, they will declare themselves. Thomas Jefferson, 1824.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And this morning I'm happy to have Margaret Zook from Zook Consulting and Sanford Aldifer Companies. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. I'm doing well and it's a wonderful day outside. It's good to be here.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming in. I think so many people are not aware of this best kept secret in Montgomery County of Sanford Aldifer Companies. They offer auction, appraisal, and real estate services. So you are a life transition coordinator for Sanford Aldifer Companies. Tell me what that means.
Well, there's a lot of older folks around. And as we were dealing with them at the Sanford Aldifer Companies, we found that those folks needed to have a different type of attack in terms of their things. And so we decided to set up the senior transitions, which means that folks in their senior years are wanting to look at a change in their life. And we're there to make those transitions both easier and perhaps less stressful.
I would think that's a very stressful time. They've been in their home for years. They have a lot of stuff, personal property, real estate, and I guess Sanford Aldifer Companies gives them solutions that they can learn what to do with their stuff. And that's where you come in.
Right, Renee. At the Sanford Aldifer Company, it's a total care, and I want to be able to say this correctly, but it is a way to look at taking care of people through their total transition. There's a real estate company, so that if persons want to be able to sell a house, move to a smaller house, make sure that they know what is valuable among the things that they have, and also dispose of them in a way that gives the value back to them, and to be able to work with one person or one company through that entire transition. That's where the Sanford Aldifer Company comes in. It allows a person to be able to establish trust with the people that they're working with and to understand that they have the solution for all those varied needs that happen in a transition.
I believe that Sanford Aldifer Companies has been around for 50 years. They've been known for auction, especially real estate auction, but I don't think people realize that they also sell real estate conventionally. So it's not only selling their personal property via the auction center located in Hatfield, where they can buy inside the auction center, or they can buy worldwide online also.
When I talk to seniors especially, what I try to say to them in terms of real estate at auction, it's a very, very acceptable, very good way to have a timed auction, a timed sale of their home. There may be times when one wants to move more quickly, when one wants to make a decision and get it finished. Mm-hmm. Selling a house at auction allows that to happen. It's a great advantage to be able to come and say, we're going to have an auction on such a day. The people who are coming to that auction to buy have been pre-approved, and the auction will make that sale final. A lot of our folks find that to be very comforting.
Absolutely. And I think people need to realize that selling a home at auction does not mean a home that's in distress. I know that Sanford Aldifer Companies, Sanford Aldifer Real Estate, just sold a property for $925,000 in the Bucks County area in Quakertown. So it can really be for anybody that wants a quick settlement. selling a home as is, selling a home at market value, and especially like you're saying, for seniors, it gives them peace of mind that they do have options, conventional or auction.
And you know, Renee, right now it's an excellent time to be thinking about selling a house. Spring is here. People are ready to start being outside, looking at new homes. It's an excellent time to be thinking about making that transition, whether it be a senior or whether it be a young couple looking for a good school system. Now's the time to call. Now's the time to start thinking about a new home. And while I deal mostly with seniors, we see a lot of young folks also making the decision right now that it's a good time to start thinking about nesting or perhaps, as we might say, buying that new home and making it their home.
It's so true. Sanford Aldifer Companies is about getting people through transitions, and that can be a growing family. That could be a successful family. That could be adding children. It could be possibly divorcing or like we said, downsizing. I know, Margaret, you use the word right-sizing a lot. Can you explain what that means?
I can, and there's very many different ways of being able to look at making your life right. There's all kinds of ideas about downsizing, about decluttering, about right-sizing, and there's a bit of difference about each one of those. Decluttering is often about getting rid of the things around you, organizing them, like in your closet, putting all your shoes in a shoebox, or labeling your scarf bin, or hanging your clothing in a certain way. There's professionals who do that. Downsizing is also the act of going into a smaller home. It's getting rid of anything not needed. It can be done anytime, but it's often during a move, and we often call that when we're working with seniors. But right sizing is a journey. It's a path to a life that's free of stuff, a life free to live it, and you can start it at any time at all. Right sizing is a process, not an event. It's a journey. It allows you to look around you with joy at the things you have.
Oh, I love that. I think I'm trying to right size every week when I'm cleaning it out. I feel like everything comes into the house, but nothing ever leaves. So
That's the trick, Renee. There is a trick to that. Nothing in without something out.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Good rule to live by, and especially a good rule to live by for balancing life. So do you help them with the keep, donate, toss checklists?
We have a process that we work through with our folks. It is actually a process whereby there are a couple steps to do it. But the first step is to identify what it is that you can't live without. I often have my folks do a fire sale. That is, if there was a fire and if you were going to only be able to save what you wanted to save or what you absolutely needed, what would be the first five items you would save? It often has people thinking about what is really important.
Do we take the husband or don't we? No, just kidding.
Just kidding, of course.
Yeah. But that would be very difficult, I think, to think about. That would be a journey in just the process of thinking.
We can talk a lot about that yet, Renee. We have lots of tricks.
Okay, good. We'll talk about that in the second segment for sure. Okay, so if you would like to get in touch with Sanford Aldifer Companies that handles auction, appraisal, and real estate and the transitions in life, their phone number is 215-393-3000. They have a lot of great tips and information on their Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn pages that I've seen. And they are located on 501 Fairgrounds, Hatfield, PA. Their website, SanfordAldiferCompanies.com. I definitely encourage you to look. It is a great place to sell your personal property. They sell everything from coins, stamps, furnishings, antiques, fine arts, nostalgic treasures, and jewelry. Please join us on the second segment. And I'm Renee with InTouch Marketing Concepts.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
1, 2, 3. Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Friends, Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Hi, this is Mark Sizek, your host on This Is My Word, each Sunday at 8:05 a.m. Our speaker is Dan Peters, senior pastor at Limerick Chapel and author of the new book, 16 Counseling Sessions with the Wonderful Counselor. Join us each Sunday morning at 8:05 a.m. for a 25-minute Bible study with Dan Peters from Limerick Chapel, right here on WFYL 1180 a.m.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. We're here with Margaret Zook, the Life Transition Coordinator of Sanford Altifer Companies. All right, Margaret, we're going to really get into the meat and vegetables of decluttering. I call it de-junkering at home, but I think decluttering is much more politically correct. So tell us what simple steps that we can take in this process and where do we start?
Okay. I'm going to take you back to the definition of decluttering versus right-sizing. Renee, you keep right-sizing every day.
I do.
Decluttering is a one-time event when you work at just getting rid of all the stuff, while right-sizing is that journey of keeping your life free, your life and your balance in your life so that the items you're looking at around you give you a sense of joy, not a sense of frustration about what am I going to do with this stuff, or if my kid ever going to want this, or how much did I spend on this, and please don't tell anybody.
Yeah. You see a lot of that, right, Margaret?
I do. But I think when I talk about it a little bit, one of the things you have to face, first of all, before you even begin that journey is what is your fears? There's a lot of fears about that. They start off with, you know, first of all, it's so overwhelming that one doesn't know what to do about it, so you don't do anything. Mm-hmm. The second fear may be, what if I throw away my memories? This is how my memories are. I remember by looking at the items around me. Another real fear is that none of us like change. It's not fun to have to think about change.
True.
And then it's, what will the neighbors think? What will the kids think? And the big issue sometimes is facing my aging process and realizing that that may be one of the things that I'm not going to want to face. And so therefore, I'm not going to start this process.
Mm. I could see that.
But getting back to, you asked me a little bit about what are some of the steps. Well, it depends where you're at, and it also depends what you want to do. But if you're talking about a lifetime process, or let's go back a bit and let's say that you want to make a move, you want to make a change in your life, you realize that you've got more space than you need. Oftentimes, it's an empty nester. They come and they say, this house is far too big. I'm cleaning more time than I'm having fun. Let's downsize. Let's just make sure that we have a place where we can feel like we're free. Then the first thing, of course, as we talked about, is the real estate. If you're going to start with real estate, you may have to think about, I said it's a good time to sell a house, but it may be up to 6 months, it may be up to 2 years, depending on location. Again, a call to Alderfers will help you get that straight. Then when it talks about right-sizing and planning your new home, that is the right size for you, and making sure you have the things in it that are important to you, that could take... An ideal thing would be to start it now and have up to 6 months to do it. We have done it in a week, but it ain't fun.
No, not fun for anyone, right?
Not fun for me anyway, nor for you. You ask, where do we start? Well, I think starting is in your head, first of all. Like I said, facing your fears.
I think if you have too much fear, you can almost be paralyzed by it.
That's it.
And we don't realize, we talk about simplifying our lives, but really balancing our life can be simplifying.
Mm-hmm. Here's a saying that I like. We spent the first half of our life acquiring things and the second half getting rid of it.
Yeah. So true, isn't it?
But there is an act. It is actually a habit that we need to be able to practice to get into the habit until it becomes an art form. Until you realize that this is the way you really want to live.
So right-sizing every day wasn't such a bad notion, right? If you're making a habit every day.
Okay, let's call it right.
Okay, I like that. I'm on the right track. Okay, so how do we get started, Margaret?
All right. Let's talk about how you might be able to get started if you were wanting to just start making this a part of your life. As early as possible, if you're thinking a move, or today, if you're thinking about making it an art form of your life, would be to think again of that fire drill. What is it that's most important to you? If I was working with someone who was actually going to want to get started, we would go around their house and label those items, realizing those are the things they could not live without. The next thing that you start out is finding your most important papers. Somehow or another, most of us, especially here we are at tax season, we've got papers all over the house from tax season. Where are your most important papers? And get them located in a place that you know where it's at, where it's labeled, where anybody else coming into the house can find them. I often hear older women say, if my children have to find all these things, we're all in trouble. So we give that as one of the first assignments. Then we also talk about the three bag system. It sounds a little bit odd to say it that way, but it's where you go into each room with three bags, three boxes, or three piles, where you realize these are the things that you want to throw. These are the things you want to have appraised, and these are the things that you are going to donate. Again, Alderfer's auction does have a person and an event once a month where one can take their things to the auction center, have them be reviewed by the appraiser, and they, in all honesty, will tell you what that itch, what that item is worth. And then you can know if it's worthwhile selling, or if it's worthwhile donating, or if it's simply for the throw box. We usually work room to room. It can become overwhelming, so I'm often saying, too, make sure that you take your time at it. But if you want to get real practical about things, sometimes, people say, what can I do today? Okay, here's a few things that might be helpful. In your kitchen, you have that drawer that's filled with everything, Renee? Do you
yeah,
one of those?
I'm afraid so. All right. I need to right size that drawer.
All right, here's a trick. Take the everything from that, put it into a box, and as you need and a utensil from that box, get it back and put it back into the drawer.
Oh, good
okay.
idea.
After okay. a month and you haven't pulled the things out of that box, move it to the garage, label it, and in 6 months, it's on the back of your car going to the thrift store.
Okay, wow.
All right.
That's a good rule.
Okay.
I like that.
And then probably vases is another one. How many vases do you need, Renee?
I need one, but I have 15.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That's another thing.
Let it go.
Most of us folks who cook have spices mm-hmm. in our cupboards. Mm-hmm. And some of them, if you would turn them upside down, have been expired for perhaps years.
Okay.
Let's clean out those spice cabinets.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Good tip.
All right. How about if you in your closet, have you tried the hanger trick?
What's that?
All right. Everything is turned backwards on your rod. And once you use it, then you turn it, your hanger right side on the rod. Everything that's backwards on the rod after 6 months, gets put into the donate box.
Oh my goodness, that's brilliant. I just had an aha moment. Okay.
Did you? All right. Those are some of the fun things to start with.
They're
simple, but
they're realistic.
And it's something you can do right away.
Absolutely.
It's part of the right sizing. It's part of making a balance in your life so that you can understand that we do want to be able to have a life that is free, a life that has room for all types of growth, your spiritual growth, your growth as a person, your growth with your family, your growth of relationships, and not be completely hampered and paralyzed by the mm-hmm. things around you.
And that's what, you know, our show is all about. It is balancing life. And I know, Margaret, you're so accomplished and you do so much, but how do you keep balance between work, non-for-profit, board work, church, and family?
Well, one of the persons that I've been listening to is Heckley, and he says the major work of the world is done by ordinary people with balance in their lives. Mm. Those who have learned also to work those ordinary people in a very extraordinary way. I think finding a tune and keeping in tune with that tune in your life, whether you have to tune into your spiritual life, you may need to keep your Sundays free for church, for family, to meditate. Then what are your work priorities and how do they come and impinge on your family and so forth? How do you feel physically, emotionally? Where is the balance that you need to be able to maintain? Each individual, and it needs to be worked at daily. I don't find it easy and I don't do it perfectly, but it's something I try working at.
I think we try to right size with God every day too. It is re-strategizing. It is resizing. It is balancing each day spiritually, our homes, our families, our careers, our volunteer time. So, for those of you know Margaret, she does a beautiful job of being compassionate people of life transitions. She does a beautiful job being the life transition coordinator for Sanford Altifer Companies. If you would like to get in touch with Margaret and get help with this stressful time, SanfordAltiferCompanies.com, or you can call her 215-393-3000 and take a visit at the Altifer Auction Center at 501 Fairgrounds in Hatfield. It really is a great surprise. The rhythmic chant, of the auctioneer. And also, if you need help with your real estate services, they would be glad to help you. Again, that's 215-393-3000 for Sanford Aldifer Companies. I'm Renee with InTouch Marketing Concepts. Thank you for joining us today, because a balanced life matters. Jesus.
The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, so we can stand in the evil day. Let me ask you, are you standing strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network and the American Pastors Network, agreeing with the Apostle Paul that when the days are evil, we need God's armor. To modern culture, right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is evil and evil is good. The war against God, the truth, and God's people was started by the devil and is in full swing. The Bible tells us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will be targeted and will suffer persecution in the spiritual war. So what must we do? Put on the whole armor of God. Imagine, God designed armor to help us in the spiritual battle and available to us. In the next few weeks, we'll look at this armor of God and what it's for and why we'd better put it on. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you, did you put on God's armor today? Are you even in the battle?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Not. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great! And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Kim Kennedy with WFYL 1180 AM Radio. I'm here with two guests, Deb Belschel and Stephanie Kaltnecker from Well of Life Center. Deb and Steph, we're so glad to have you here. And I want to share with our listeners just a brief description, your mission statement as to what Well of Life Center means. It was founded with the purpose and intention of bringing glory to God. They are committed to being used by Him to promote health and wellness by educating and empowering each individual who enters any of their facilities. That's a wonderful statement.
Thank you.
And Deb and Steph, I was wondering if you could start with telling our listeners, what is the WOLC?
The Well of Life Center is a holistic health center. We offer all kinds of modalities, all with the aim of allowing your body to get back to the ability to heal and restore just as God intended. There are so many stressors that come upon us each and every day that it's really hard now to, without help, to resist all of those. And so that's our goal, is to just bring your body back to where it can heal itself, just as God had intended and how we were created.
Could you very briefly define the word holistic for me? What does that mean?
It is just the ability to use just natural means, the things that God has created for us to use. In other words, we would use whole food, organic whole food supplements. Mm-hmm. We would use herbal supplements, homeopathics, that kind of thing. Using also massage techniques, chiropractic, reflexology.
It's the whole body.
Yeah.
And it tells everything. Chiropractic care.
Right.
It doesn't sound to me, Steph and Deb, that you're saying that it's a one-size-fits-all, that you treat each individual according to what their needs are. It's not, everybody do this and you'll be just fine.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, we're all biochemically created differently, and that's how we differ.
And how we approach.
Okay.
Bioindividuality.
Well, how would you say WOLC differs from the medical community?
Typically, what the medical community will do, you'll go into a doctor's office and you'll tell them all the symptoms that you're experiencing, and they may just say, okay, here's medication. We know that this medication, for instance, will lower your blood pressure. But they never find out the why, what is causing the blood pressure to be high in the first place. So that's the difference with us. We always want to find out what the stressor is on the body. Why are you experiencing those symptoms? So always our goal is to eliminate the stress and strengthen the weakness. So if, you know, for instance, if your kidneys are stressed and that's why your blood pressure is high, we would find out what is the stressor on those kidneys. It could be any one of any number of things, especially, like I said, now in the world that we live in.
Sounds to me, Steph and Deb, that you get to the root as opposed to treating
exactly
symptoms.
Yes, that's exactly it. Also, we're really big on giving everyone knowledge and education so that they can also reach the optimal health. And that is, we have like lectures all the time, like workshops. And so I think that's another difference.
Okay, so empowering people mm-hmm. to take control of their health, giving them the mm-hmm. knowledge they need to be well and stay well.
We have a cooking department. Mm-hmm. We even develop recipes and we offer classes, things like that.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. That is really, we'll have to bring you in studio sometime yeah. for a live demonstration on the cooking.
We'll bring Chef Laura to do that.
Yeah, she's that's awesome. Nice. Hey, Stephanie, you your title is, you represent the massage department and you're a clinical assistant and work in the chiropractor department. Can you break that down for us and help us understand exactly what you do there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you. Well, as a we have just increased or extended our massage department. That's an integral part of healing. There's so what that I mean by that is that I just want to talk about the massage department, and like we offer several different kinds, manual and lymphatic drainage, deep tissue, therapeutic massages, hot stone massage, acupuncture, cranial sacral reflexology, and cupping services. Now,
sounds very thorough.
It is thorough. And we like, again, what Deb was talking about is that with the massage department, it can come in and pamper yourself, but we also use it for therapeutic, for healing, because, you know, our body has the natural ability to heal. With our manual lymphatic drainage, this is, we have licensed therapists there, and there's not a lot of them around we're in Bucks County, so we're one of them, okay. one of the facilities that offer that.
Wow.
And it's it's very therapeutic, and it helps people with many medical helps people medically and also cosmetically.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. We'll have to in future. We'll talk more about that more in depth.
Thank you.
And Deb, you're an associate clinician. Can you describe to me what you do there at the Wellness Center?
Yes. When you come into the Well of Life Center, our goal is always, as I said, to find out what the stress actually is on your body. So we have, we use nutritional response testing. We have researched the best companies. We use the best of the best supplements, things like that. So you come in and we do our assessment using, like I said, nutritional response testing. And typically we put you on a eating plan that's best for you. You know, we don't like to say that it's a diet. We like to say it's a lifestyle. And really it's education, because there's so much misinformation about what's good to, you know, you mm-hmm. hear.
There's a thousand different reports. Absolutely. Half of them contradicting them one another. You don't know what's good, what's not. Yeah. And, you know, it's just like, and you know, if you don't eat, then you starve to death.
That's right.
What does one do? I don't know.
And we have a real simple way of explaining it. Okay. It is about if it grows from the ground, obviously. If it clucks, moves, swims, has a mom and a dad, then it's okay to eat it. So in other words, get away from the processed foods and get back to the way God really created you to eat, and that is to just eat good, wholesome, whole foods. We always tell our clients as much organic as you can afford. We know it's
becoming more mainstream organic.
Mm-hmm. 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 It really is. They're doing a good job of it. So a lot of what we do after with our initial assessment, as I said, we do what's called a body scan. We find out which organ. We always do that in priority. As far as what the body wants to work on first. You are so innately intelligent, the way God has created us, that when you give the body a chance, for instance, if you need to go through a detox program, you know, you hear all about detoxing, but if you have a liver that is not ready for that, if you force it into a detox program, you're going to overpower that liver, and you'll be sicker than what you were when you started. And that's where, and of course, then people quit. Mm. So what we do is we go by in order of what your body wants to do.
Okay.
So we don't get ahead of it. And that's where some people get a little discouraged, because it's a slower process. Mm-hmm. When you take medication, they're like a bully. They bully themselves into your cell. Whether you want it in there or not, hey, I'm coming in. Mm. When you use whole food supplements or herbalist, the body invites that in there. It takes healing. The healing process begins. And so it's a little bit slower process. Mm. So I think that's why if you're not working with a clinician, it's hard to do a detox program. It's hard to stay on a diet because you have the up and the down. So.
Deb, I agree with that. I think that there's some really great products out there. Through the years, I've loved Shaklee and Herbal Life, but I think it's simplistic for the layman to say, well, I can self-medicate and take this myself. I do think you need instruction and guidance along the way.
And that actually goes back to what Steph was saying. And about, you know, bioindividuality, in that what would work for you, it could be the best product in the world. You know, we get a lot of people that watch Dr. Oz and things on TV, and he has, you know, this is what's going to cure you. So they spend all kinds of money on these really expensive products, when in reality, their body is not able to utilize it.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, it might work for me, again, but not for
you. I have a different DNA.
Right. And we can actually tell by the assessing the nutritional response testing.
So you and Steph spend a lot of time getting to know people and analyzing and saying, hey, this is a better route for you. And Steph, it sounds like you can integrate the massage, the chiropractic, to be able to make recommendations. You know, once you get the information back on somebody, and say, you can create a program and say, this is a good way for you to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's all like, it's whole. It's like holistic.
All right. Well, Deb and Steph, I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation.
Me too.
And I feel like we could go on and on, but we will save that for a future time to talk more specifically about other subjects.
One tip I want to give,
please,
before we stop, is one thing that people can do to massively increase their health that doesn't cost them anything is to drink more water. And we've heard that over and over and over and over again, but typically, America is vastly
dehydrated.
My goodness.
That's interesting.
So that just a tip out there for today. We always like to, that's part of our mission statement is to empower and educate. So we want to empower and educate people to drink more water.
Okay. Thank you. That is a great tip. I have many friends I know who start off the day with their coffee. I am usually very dry when I wake up in the morning, so regardless of the season, I've got to have water.
It's a great way to start your day.
So,
and water is dehydrating. It's a diuretic, so it takes away
the coffee. And hopefully you can come back and address other topics. We were talking a little bit about spiritual renewal. We can talk about that more in depth. Beating those sugar cravings. Would love to hear you both address that. But like I said, we're out of time, and so we have to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Really enjoyed it, and we'll pick up again at another time.
Be my source, be my life, Jesus.
Hello, this is Paul Fisher, headmaster of Coventry Christian School in Pottstown. I am so pleased that WFYL is a growing part of our community, serving as a voice of reason and a defender of and proponent for all that has made and will make America a great nation. There simply are not enough competing voices and ideas in the media, and we are proud to partner with WFYL in working for your liberty and things that truly matter. Advertising on WFYL has served us well and opened doors of opportunity for expanding our mission in classical Christian education, and the good people at the station have been so kind to help us network as well. I hope you will faithfully tune in to WFYL, share this station with others, and consider how a partnership with your organization or business could strengthen our community and build a stronger America.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America. You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, your host for today. And today we have Kim Zampieri as the Associate Broker at RE/MAX Legacy, located in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. How are you, Kim?
Very good.
I'm excited to talk today because it seems like the spring market has sprung as far as real estate. Would you agree?
I would agree. It certainly has.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So what do you think buyers expect when they visit a home for sale?
They have big expectations. Big expectations. There's a lot of information they see on TV, they see online, that they get from driving around, viewing open houses, whatever the preliminary work that they do, they have expectations. And one of them is that your house is ready to be seen, that it's going to be clean and clutter-free, pet-free, whether we want to believe that or not.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. No matter how much they love them, they don't want to visit yours. You know, that's for another activity, not for actually looking at the home. And when they see a house that meets their needs, they're usually going to be a lot of activity around that house.
So if you came in as their agent, are you expecting them to repaint or recarpet, or do you give those suggestions, or we should professionally stage this, declutter?
Right. Well, coming in with a buyer, you definitely want to already have an idea of their expectation. Are they looking for that move-in ready house where they can actually just walk in the front door, hang their hat, and start living? That's one thing. Are they willing to put a little bit of their personal touch on it? In other words, it may have some cosmetic challenges. You know, we've all seen the flowery wallpaper that was from the 80s, or carpeting that nobody wants anymore. They much prefer some kind of hardwood floor. Or are they willing to look at an all-out fixer-upper? You know, take out the bathrooms, take out the kitchen, and start over. They're all different price points, by the way. So the seller really should have an idea before they're even inviting buyers in of what to expect, because of where they are compared to their competition in the market. Those buyers have an expectation of as perfect as it can be most of the time for the money. And that's an educational process.
I think it all does come down to expectations, though, too. What is the seller expecting? What is the buyer expecting? And then where are the compromises going to happen, too?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, the seller expectation is always, you know, sell my house as fast as you can for the most money. And that's what we're here for. That's what we're supposed to do. And you need to prepare your house. But when you have the buyer coming in, they also have an idea. You know, think of all the TV shows that you've seen that really have an entertainment value, sometimes a lot more than the truth about the particular market you're in. They give you an idea, but they kind of load the buyers up with their own ideas about what they're going to get in it. That's a process too. If the seller can meet those expectations, they are so much ahead of the game. You know, if they don't, their neighbor probably will, who's selling. So you need to get on board.
So all the work doesn't happen in a half hour like on television?
No.
Oh, shoot.
No, there's lots
HGTV
of prep time.
HGTV is a lie.
Oh,
okay. Well, it's good realistic expectations, I think, on everyone's part.
Yes.
So, you know, we talk about balanced life, but what is the balance of house hunting with our life responsibilities? Somebody going out, this is overwhelming, but yet this is their dream. So how do we balance this whole process?
You know, that's a very important step in the process. And the reason for that is preparation. If the buyer has taken a very good look at their financial situation, they know what they can afford, they have either their mortgage pre-approval or whatever other financing they're using to purchase the home in order and ready to go, they will be prepared. But beyond that, looking online every hour, every night at whatever things that come up is enticing. I mean, people want to do it. I want to do it, of course. You get to see every property as it comes up. But if you have a plan in place where you're meeting with your agent, this is the day we're going to look, you can focus on a particular area, your targeted neighborhood, where you want to be, the type of home that you want, and really drill down to the houses that meet those needs. If you do that, you can balance. Sometimes we are in a market where a house will go very, very quickly, either because of the pricing or the location or the style. As a result, you need a little flexibility, but if you do your homework before you get there, you really balance that out. You're ready to make that move. That would be my suggestion. You definitely need to be prepared before you even jump in.
I think we've talked on Balanced Life about we need to compartmentalize, whether it's our work, prayer time, or you know, searching for a home, whatever it is, but we're so used to multitasking that I think people don't realize the importance of hiring an agent to help them compartmentalize the looking, because I can imagine it would be overwhelming.
It could be very overwhelming, especially once you identify the property that somebody wants to make an offer on. Mm-hmm. The procedures that have to take place from that point forward can be overwhelming. And that's another reason why you should have an agent who has sat down with you and run through how exactly do you buy a house? What do I expect from day one? then you're prepared, and that will help you very, you know, in many, many ways to keep the stress level down.
That's good. And honestly, when we looked for a house 20, 25 years ago, I wish our agent was honest and we had some of these open discussions, because honestly, I think they wanted to sell the most expensive home. They didn't care if we ate hot dogs the next 3 years. But I know you have great integrity and you always have a candid discussion with your buyers and your sellers when you're having an interview, so to speak, to sell or buy.
Absolutely.
A home.
The motivation that the seller has for selling or the buyer has to buy is very important. Mm-hmm. And the most expensive house is not always the right house for them. I want them to be a client for years and years to come, mm-hmm. and to be confident in referring me to somebody else in their life, whether it be a coworker or a relative or something. One of the things that you have to identify is their living standard. Like, you know, you can, if you choose to, spend the most, if it's your choice, what you want, but perhaps that will impact the way you live in a way you didn't think of. And that's one of the conversations you should have. Here's your payment. Will you be comfortable with that? And that tells you a lot. The look that you get across the table after you've revealed that is usually very telling. And then you can pare back expectations, or at least look at what the compromise can be and help that person decide, you know what, maybe I wanted this big 3,200 square foot house, but perhaps I need to take it down a notch and maybe this will be my first house and not my forever house, and I'll work my way up. Those are the things you have to figure out.
I think it would be more challenging with first-time buyers. They're the ones with the dreamy eyes and, oh, I can't.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
But walking them through the process is, I think, very important. I think you become more realistic.
It's very important, too, because I think people ask for other people's opinion when they're getting into the market. And sometimes those opinions, they're good. Sometimes people have expectations of their own or reasons why they did or didn't have a good feeling when they bought a house. So you know that they're going to get inundated with information, and you have to work through that because they've hired you for a reason. They need to respect your professionalism. Otherwise, you're probably not the agent that they should have hired. And absolutely work through those things, because they'll come up time and again as you go through the process.
You have to be well informed, and really only an educated agent can really do that. So we are glad to have Kim Zampieri here today from RE/MAX Legacy in Plymouth Meeting. If you would like to reach Kim, she has great tips and homeowner tips and cost savings on her Facebook, her Twitter, and her LinkedIn pages. So find also Kim Z at kimzrealestate.com. And Kim, what is your email that people can reach you?
It's just as easy. It's kim@kimzrealestate.com.
Do you see how fun her name is? Kim Z. I wish my last name started with a Z. But thank you, Kim. And I'm Renee with InTouchMarketingConcepts.com. Have a great day.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the Recorder of Deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the Recorder of Deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veterans photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue
you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
From the Jeffersonville Golf Club. Jeffersonville Golf Club.
Yeah, they put a radio station on a golf course.
This is AM 1180 WFYL.